The Maine Attorney General's office says about 300,000 Mainers may have had their personal data compromised by the huge breach at Anthem. Hackers broke into the National Healthcare Company, which owns Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield in Maine, and gained access to the personal information of about 80 million Anthem customers and employees. That didn't include credit card or medical information, but it did include names, birthdays, social security numbers, street addresses, email addresses, and employment information, including income data. The company plans to notify affected customers by mail over the next few weeks. But Martha Currier with the Consumer Protection Division of Maine's Attorney General's office says people should not just wait to find out.
This is very different than the other data breaches we've experienced here in Maine in the past year. There was the Home Data breach, the Target data breach, and those compromise credit cards and debit card information. This is different, very different in that social security numbers, dates of birth, names, all kinds of very personal information has been compromised. Now, we don't know who here in Maine has been impacted, and Anthem says that they can get notices out to impacted consumers within the next couple of weeks. However, I would suggest that folks be a little more proactive, because if someone has your social security number, your date of birth, and your name, your address, they have the keys to the castle. They can make themselves up to be you, open credit in your name, try to get medical procedures in your name, and even file your taxes. So the timing of this breach is very interesting, considering it's right before tax filing season. So my suggestion to consumers would be to consider filing a fraud alert with the three credit reporting agencies, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. Or you could go so far as to do a credit freeze. Now, the difference between the two is a fraud alert is free. It lasts for 90 days. And if someone tries to open credit in your name, the credit reporting agencies will reach out to you at a phone number that you've given to them when you've put the alert on your credit. A credit freeze is going to cost you perhaps $10 per credit reporting agency, and that locks down your credit. No one can open credit in your name until you lift that credit freeze, which also comes at a cost, and there is a couple days delay. So if you were shopping for a car, you would need to wait maybe 3 days before you could do that.
I'm surprised to hear you say that the fraud alert is free. In the past, when I've had to check my credit, it's sort of been a thing where I had to sign up for something and then cancel it, 29 days later. How does that work? How can people do that?
You can call Equifax, Experian, or TransUnion. You could also go to their websites and sign up for the fraud alert. It is free, and you would have to renew it every 90 days. If someone has your social security number, if it's out there and criminals are using it, they can sell it to other criminals. If your social security number has been compromised, it's going to follow you for the rest of your life. So this is really serious.
What else do people need to know about this breach and how they need to handle it?
Folks need to be very cautious about who they give their social security number to and their date of birth, and always be on the alert with their credit card statements, their banking statements, and make sure that nobody is making charges that are not authorized. So if anything, this is not your run-of-the-mill data breach. Folks really need to get on board and understand that this is serious business and to always be on alert for identity theft. If a consumer realizes that they have become a victim of identity theft, they can contact the Attorney General's office, and we will get them the information they need to deal with that.
Currier also suggests people at risk in the breach file their taxes as soon as possible. Anthem is also now warning that email and phone scammers are targeting current and former customers and advises people who receive an email not to click on any links, reply to any messages, supply any information on a website that might open up, or open any attachment. People who get calls from someone claiming to be with the company shouldn't give that person any information, including their credit card or social security number.